Hey guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. It's Crystal and nice to meet y'all again. So today we have another very interesting video, which is called I Am the Scary Transgender Person the Media Warned You About. And so this video talks about a family with a transgender child who is only 10 years old. And this little girl, Rebecca, she had male sex, but she thought that she wanted to be like a girl. And she started to live like a girl like a few years ago. And so I think this is a very heartwarming video because you can see how people around Rebecca treats her like a normal kid and without any discrimination around her. And I think it is brave for her to make such a big decision to become transgender when she was at such a young age. So yeah, I think this video would really teach us a lot and help us know more about transgender. And I hope you're gonna like it. So now let's take a look at today's topic sentence. As her gender nonconformity intensified, we started to notice some stress around things like being grouped with boys at school or in activities. So, by the time she was 7, all of this kind of hit a crisis point, and her anxiety was crippling, and her depression was becoming life-threatening. As her gender nonconformity intensified, we started to notice some stress around things like being grouped with boys at schools or in activities. So, by the time she was 7, all of this kind of hit a crisis point, and her anxiety was crippling, and her depression was becoming life-threatening. 好，那让我们来看一下今天的几个单字。那今天的第一个单字呢，我选的是 gender。那我之所以会选择 gender 呢，是因为我想要把它跟 sex 来做一个区别。那 gender 这个字呢，它的中文是社会性别，也就是从社会上的面向来看，比如说这个人可能留长头发、穿裙子，所以他的 gender 就是一个女生。那 sex 呢，相较之下是生理性别，也就是由身体本身的特征来得知这个人是男生还是女生。那提到 gender 这个字呢，就可以看到影片标题里面讲到的 transgender。 transgender 呢，就是我们中文里面的跨性别。那在 sex 这个单字的方面呢，也有一些相关的衍生单字，比如说 homosexual 这个字呢，指的是同性恋。 homo 这个字呢，它是一个字根，它指的是相同的或者是接近的。那 sexual 指性别，所以相同性别其实指的就是同性恋。那有另外一个字呢，它跟 homosexual 的意思相反，它叫做 heterosexual。 那这个字呢，指的就是异性恋。那接下来我们要看到的呢，是第二个单字。第二个单字呢，是一个动词，它叫做 intensify。 那 intensify 这个字呢，它是指加强或者是强化。那再有 intensify 呢，可以另外衍生出两个新的形容词。那这两个新的形容词呢，意思很相近，长得也很像，所以我觉得蛮容易搞混的。这两个形容词分别是 intense 跟 intensive。那很多人会以为他们两个的意思是一样的，但其实还是有些微的差距。因为 intense 呢，它指的是强度上强烈的、激烈的，可是 intensive 呢，它的意思比较接近于密集的。所以如果没有 intense 造句的话，我们可以说 Her desire to learn new things and meet new people is pretty intense. 她对于学习新知与新的人邂逅的渴望呢，还蛮强烈的。那但是 intensive 呢，我们可以就造句说 Intensive agriculture is especially popular in Taiwan. 集约农业在台湾特别流行。那 intensive agriculture 集约农业的意思就是指在同一个地方很密集的种植作物，所以 intensive 在这里就是密集的的意思。那除此之外呢， intense 又可以衍生出来的是另外一个名词，它叫做 intensity。 那 intensity 这个字呢，指的就是强度或者是强烈。好，那我们接下来要看到的呢，是今天的最后一个单字，它叫做 anxiety。那这个单字呢，它比较难发音一点，要注意的是 XI 的部分它是发 XI， 这个 I 呢它是发长音的 I， 所以念的时候要小心一点。那 anxiety 这个字呢，它是指焦虑，它是一个名词。那它有一个衍生出来的形容词，这个字叫做 anxious。 那 anxious 这个字呢，它指的是焦虑的、挂念的，所以我们可以用 anxious 来造一个句子说，I got too anxious last night and couldn't go to sleep until 5 in the morning. 我昨天晚上太过焦虑，直到五点才终于睡着。那有另外一个单字呢，它的意思跟 anxious 很接近，这个字叫做 apprehensive。apprehensive。那 apprehensive 这个字呢，它的意思是忧虑的或者是恐惧的。那不知道大家看到 apprehensive 呢，会不会想到另外一个很常见的单字，这个字叫做 comprehensive。comprehensive。对，他们除了字首的三个字母以外呢，后面的组成是一模一样的，只是 comprehensive 这个字呢，它的意思又很不一样了，它指的是广泛的或者是综合的，所以我们可以再用 comprehensive 来造一个句子说
Does the comprehensive budget provided by the company also cover promotional expenses?
公司提供的综合预算有包含宣传费用的项目吗？好，那就是我们今天选的三个单字。那最后呢，我们再来看一下今天的句子。
As her gender nonconformity intensified, we started to notice some stress around things like being grouped with boys at school or in activities. So, by the time she was 7, all of this kind of hit a crisis point, and her anxiety was crippling, and her depression was becoming life-threatening.
Okay, so this is all for today's pronunciation challenge, and I do hope that you guys enjoyed today's video and did learn something from it. So I also think that it's hard to imagine how it feels like to be in the wrong body and have the wrong sex, because it must be painful to feel so, and also it takes courage for these people to tell others that they feel this way.So I definitely think that Rebecca is really a brave little girl, and I would show respect to her. And I also hope that this is how you feel after you finish watching this video. So this is all for today, and I'm gonna see you next time. I'm Crystal. Bye!